This week's Cotton Newsline is Four Cuts. All cuts are Dale Thompson, Manager of Marketing and Processing Technologies for the National Cotton Council. Cut 1, coming in 3, 2, 1.
And as a background, some of that policy came from the Cotton Flow Study Committee that completed its work last year. Some of those policies, for example, looking at incentivizing cotton flow, add to previous council policy and just emphasize the need to work closely with the 7 segments to make sure that we do meet the needs of our textile mill customers around the world.
Cut 2, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Whenever we talk about exceptional performance, it would be activities at the warehouse that were above and beyond what the minimum requirement is. Currently, under the cotton storage agreements, they are required to ship at least 4.5% of their effective capacity, assuming that they get shipping orders from the merchants. During this past season, we had a number of warehouses that exceeded that minimum standard, and there weren't any financial incentives from the warehousemen. So the goal would be to find ways to work with those warehousemen that do perform above and beyond the minimum requirements so they are rewarded financially for that good performance without undergoing the hardship of having to go through the remainder of the season with no income from cause of the lost storage due to the early shipments of cotton.
Cut 3, coming in 3, 2, 1.
These proposals fall into several categories. Number 1 on the list is just looking at the structure of warehouse tariffs and see if the industry can figure out ways to emphasize performance and not rely on storage to generate income at the warehouse. Some of the other proposals deal with looking at some of the things that ginners and growers are already doing to some extent, that is concepts like block ginning, where growers either contract or are part of a pool where one merchant is handling the merchandising of that cotton and make it easier to build shipping orders for the major shippers in the warehouse because their cotton is set aside in a place that he can work with that specific shipper's cotton.
Cut 4, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Like finding ways to incentivize early shipments for those warehouses that choose to go above the minimum standard and see if they can be rewarded financially for that preferential service. And I think that many of these things, that it's the details that counts. And part of one of the resolutions that we're dealing with talks about trade rules, and some of the limitations on making those rewards work would be working with the groups that write trade rules to make sure those rules do not inadvertently penalize warehouses that perform above and beyond the minimum standard. So it's going to take effort by all in the cotton industry working together to achieve some success in this area.